I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I'm here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good. How's it going?
Going pretty well. Cannot complain. How about yourself? You been working hard?
Yeah, man. You know what? That little setback was good, but it's also it's a lot of work.
Yep. I'm learning new technology to help me, though.
Yeah. The more that we see that technology fails us, the more we use technology to get us back.
It's the only way I know how to make a comeback is using technology, yeah. You know, so I'm getting it written. I'm actually getting it done. So this week's topic is obstacles. So today's Connection Thursday, we are discussing the obstacle of perception. Do you have any announcements, Dave?
I do believe
the first module will be released this weekend. I should have it done this weekend. I'm working on that too, guys. So I just have to do the video. I'm trying to think of how I'm going to do that video because it's got kind of an instructional video. Do I just use Zoom for that, you think? Or what do you think? Or do I use a regular video for that?
Well, we'll see what everyone thinks because, business meeting on the podcast, like usual.
I don't know why we do this. I'm sure we'll have
emails, comments in the community, text messages. So if they don't give us the feedback, we'll figure it out.
Okay, so let's go to work. This week, as I said, our topic has been obstacles. And Connection Thursday, I would like to have a discussion on the obstacle of perception. Perception is defined as the ability to see, hear, or become aware of something through the senses. Our perception is the bridge to our reality. The challenge we have is our perception is seen through the lenses of our belief systems. The belief systems are the programs held in mind. If anything makes an impression on the mind that goes against these programs, these belief systems, this creates a conflict. And if we fail in executing conflict resolution, which is to respond to the conflict, we have then created an obstacle. You understand, Dave?
Yeah.
So an obstacle is defined as something that blocks one's way or prevents or hinders progress. So can you see how the belief systems, perception, activation of programs can cause obstacles?
Yeah, for sure. Especially when, you have that tug from like your purpose to what your family believes you should be doing.
So when we look at this, let's look at programs. When a program is activated, it progresses through the human construct. So the first thing when a program activates, one, the alarm system, red zone, and limbic brain is activated. Two, the stress loop sets the mind and body. Three, the mind identity. Here, the ego takes conscious mind control, and this builds the obstacle. Four, the body identity. The body supports the mind. You feel the conflict. And five, the identity base is set in event, judgment, and reaction. And it is this state that takes the conflict activated, the program activated, and turns it into an obstacle. It is in the red zone state when the ego has conscious mind control. And what creates the obstacle is you put an I in front of the conflict. This is what creates the obstacle. I am upset by this. I hate that this is happening. I can't do this. I am worried. I am frustrated. I feel bad. I. This is the ego setting the perception in the eye of identification. And it's this I that is building and strengthening through judgment. Remember, to judge something is to decide against it. This builds resistance to what is, And through this I, behaviors in reaction, defend and attack, frustration, avoidance, disappointed, you become indecisive and you fall in regret. And this is what creates the obstacle. This is your story of the obstacle. Your thoughts, David.
I agree. I think it's funny because so many people say, I am unlucky, and they're willing to put their whole faith and everything that they do on a daily basis by chance versus maybe the things that I've been doing have caused this, or it's just the way life is. It's kind of funny the way that it goes, but every time you talk to somebody, it starts with I this, I that.
And I is it. When you add the I to the conflict, the perception becomes overwhelm. And you then fail to actually see the conflict. Your perspective has been hijacked by the ego. And this is what creates obstacles. I am not lucky, like you said. The obstacle now is your expectation is it's not going to work out for you. Because I am not lucky. You just built the obstacle. You see how that works? And I think if we really look at it and we start to slow down and understand this, you will be easily able to break away from obstacles. Imagine if you were hiking on a trail through a wooded area and suddenly the trail that you were on was blocked by a large tree that has fallen. What would you do? You would activate the power of the cortex brain and execute conflict resolution, right? You may go around the obstacle. You may climb over the obstacle. You might have to alter your route, but you wouldn't fall to the ground in a fetal position screaming out, I can't do it. I can't do it yet. This is exactly how most people deal with obstacles in their life.
Yeah.
Right? If you're in the woods, what would you do? You would probably chop the tree up, but me, I'm walking over. I'm walking around that thing.
Yeah, I'm making fire. Wood for a fire.
but you see what I'm saying? It sounds ridiculous, but that's an obstacle. And you're not going to fall on the ground and start screaming and kicking your feet. I can't do it. I can't do it. You're going to figure it out. And most people, that's the way they deal with obstacles. Instead of seeing the conflict, they allow the ego to create a story about the conflict. And it then attaches that I, so the conflict is happening to you. You understand? Then it becomes an obstacle. Blocking your path, blocking your goals, blocking your growth, and blocking your expansion. Yet, you could simply walk around the conflict or climb over the conflict or change your route. This beats hitting the ground and complaining about how life is against you. That's what they're doing. When you complain, when you're saying, I'm not lucky, you're making a statement. And that is coming from the perception of the way you see life, setting your expectation up. You are building the obstacle. Does that, that make sense to you, David?
Yeah, and it just keeps on adding to the amount of like, I can't do this, I can't do that. Especially when you do that and you have somebody else almost bail you out. I think that's what me and Vanessa, we were actually talking about this. When we were younger, it was more we were asking our parents when we face something, I asked our parents, hey, can we do this? Hey, can you help me with that? And as we got older, so many people stayed with that. You know, I can't do this. And then they fall safe and they actually never overcome that obstacle. Even though they are 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years older, they still look for a bailout because the victim and someone else is going to be willing to help them until somebody isn't.
The worst thing you can do to a child is not allow them from ages 7 to 16 learn conflict resolution. It's the worst thing you could do to a child. You have to fail to learn. That's how we learn. And you're right, David. People, obstacles, the parents take away the obstacles or do their best to remove the obstacles, but they don't teach the child how to remove it. And then as an adult, they're crippled.
Yeah.
And I see this happen a lot with generation, the second generation people from wealthy families. It's amazing when I see that. They're absolutely crippled. And you just shake your head. It's how? Well, because that's the way they were programmed and that's their perception. Mm-hmm. So what I believe, this is the first, I believe we need to redefine obstacle. You know, think about this. By redefining obstacle, by doing this, you will begin to change your perception. So if we slow down and ask the question, why does obstacle or obstacles have to be a bad thing?
Yeah.
Right? Obstacle mm-hmm. is defined as a thing that blocks one's way. What if this obstacle that is presenting itself before you, what if it was there to change your direction in order to speed up the attainment of what you desire? What if our perception of an obstacle was a call to action, to slow down, to review and possibly move our plan into neutrality? What if the obstacle was part of your plan? Can you be flexible and explorative? Does this perception have to be bad? And I think that is a powerful question. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I tell everybody, you know, obstacles are speed bumps and not stop signs, right? It may slow you down, but you're supposed to get over them and keep going. For us, I've learned that obstacles could be good things because you just said it. It's redirected us in multiple ways. It hasn't stopped us. But man, once we get past them and we look back, we're like, thank God for that. But in the moment, if I kind of freaked out, I'd have been like, this is it. That's the last thing. The computer was a huge thing. And some people were going to listen and be like, well, it's just, you know, your desktop. But for us, if you knew the spectrum of what this is, it was a speed bump. It slowed us down. But now look where we're at. We're pushing forward.
And so I found that one of my clients told me about it, that new, you know, technology, right? I introduced mm-hmm. it to you today. It's amazing. I never find that if I didn't lose my laptop.
Yeah.
I never find that.
Weeks.
And this is going to future. It's going to make a big difference for our business. It's so weird that that just happened today, right? Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out the solution to getting the content back as fast as possible led me to this discovery that my client introduced to me and I give to you. And that all comes from that one obstacle. And I think it's important because as human beings, we grow through experience, not knowledge. Obstacles, the way I perceive them, are like signposts. They're telling me to slow down and expand my experience. Most people get very excited about making a change in their life in the beginning. Yet, the first obstacle that comes their way, they quit. And when they quit, they fall back into old patterns of behavior. And this creates another story of I and me. This doesn't work for me, or I can't focus. I can't lose weight because my metabolism is slow. I am the way I am because I had a bad childhood. These are stories built around failed obstacles, and these create the perception you carry into your world. And this has built the reality that you are currently living in today. Your reality, if you have a bunch of problems, it's because you have conflicts that were not resolved. If you don't resolve a conflict, it turns into a problem, and problems become obstacles. Yet, if you slow down, you will actually see this is all a story. The eye of identification, when you live from this state of event, judgment, reaction, that eye of identification is just a story. And what it does is it keeps the eye of presence, you, your purpose, your higher values, your spark of desire in the dark. And that's what causes people to feel like life doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I, Yeah, you said a good thing, because for me, I started looking at obstacles kind of like a temperature check or like a skill checkpoint. You know, if I could get through it now, it's kind of letting me know I have that skill and that, you know, ability to get through it. Because like we said, it'll continue repeating itself even as you get older. And some of the stuff we've dealt with now, if it happens in the future when, you know, everything's fully established, it will literally make or break, you know, my career, the company, things like that. And I think that's why they're there. And that's, you know, eventually.
I absolutely know that's why they're there. You know, I know that. That's why you don't see me get too high or too low. I just know the process. And once you can get that knowing, you change everything. Because when you could connect to the eye of presence, that is head, heart, and hand. And you can move your perception of how you see the world into the creation mind and the heart. This creates a shift in consciousness and completely alters your perception of the obstacle. It just absolutely changes it. First, you slow down. Then you become aware. And the human construct will support your state when you slow down. So what happens? One, the recuperation system activates the green zone. The brain switches out of the limbic into the cortex. It is in the cortex where we solve conflicts. Two, the stress loop is broken and the vagus nerve activates the three brains, head brain, heart brain, and what I consider the most important brain when dealing with an obstacle. It's the gut brain. It's not your head, people. And I will discuss this in next week's Health Huddles. It's the gut brain that changes your whole perspective and gives you the answers you're seeking when you're stuck. It's not the head brain. And I'll talk more about that next week, Tuesday. And then number three, the mind identity. You have conscious mind control. You're present. You see the obstacle. You are dealing with the conflict and you're moving into resolution. And four, the body identity. The body supports the mind. It's calm. All systems connected. This enhances focus and connection. And five, the identity base. The state is set in event, awareness, and response. This completely alters the perception of the obstacle. There is no I. It is what is happening. The obstacle is separate from you. You don't create a tethered identity to the conflict. And here, in this state, you can reason, you can respond and move through or around or over the obstacle. It's a whole different way of looking at life, perceiving life, your perception, your thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's the how much you can do too. I think that's why when we talk about consistency of going through things, it's because some people, especially like we talked about the parenting, helicopter parents, as soon as their kids start going through something and they take over, it's done. They never had to go through it. There's been times where I ask for help for certain things, but I never actually gave up through it. And I think that's it too. When times are starting to get hard and the obstacles are starting to get there, you're like, I can't do this. That's where you lost. That's where it's game over from that.
Totally agree. And I really do believe your journey in this lifetime is about stepping into the aim to expand. And this is only accomplished by resolving obstacles. If your obstacle perception is this is bad or this is too hard, you will live a life of struggle. Life is then happening to you. Outside forces controls your life story. If your obstacle perception is opportunity, if you seek to know the why something happened, you will live a life of expansion and experience. Now, life is happening for you. You live from within in conflict resolution. That's the difference. It's literally a switch of perception. You understand those, correct?
Yeah, because the obstacle is still the same.
It's still the same. So how can we begin to change our obstacle perception? When someone begins personal development, especially when they execute proper goal setting and they take their, and they get clarity of their wants, and they take those wants and create the action plan of desire and move that plan into intentions and the heart, you are then working in the creation mind and things will begin to open up. And what happens to people is they will get a spark, an idea to do something that is very different from their current reality. This spark represents potential to create positive change in their life. This spark can be ignited in any of the five life categories. The moment that they begin to change, they will get a spark. And if you guys don't believe me, slow down and think about what happened when you started personal development. Now, as they begin to move toward this spark of potential, what happens to most people? They shrink. Instead of setting the goals, they procrastinate. Or if they do set the goals, they create obstacles that prevents them from executing the plan. This is the obstacle of perception. They create perceived obstacles, all the reasons or stories that they cannot move to act on the spark. Why the timing isn't right, or why they are just too busy at this time. They talk themselves literally out of taking action. And when this happens, it's the opportunity to redefine your perception of obstacle. And the reason I tell you this is awareness. I guarantee you, each of you that are listening has had a spark, and each of you has had a spark that you did not move toward. And this is normal. But when this happens, that's your perception of obstacle. This is bringing you into awareness. This is an activated program. This is where you let go and execute conflict resolution. And it is this moment where you create change. It begins with becoming aware of the program, attempting to drive you into a story, attempting to control your behavior. This is how you change the obstacle of perception. You understand, David? It's really, yeah. And think about that. Did you get any sparks when you first started personal development?
Oh yeah, that all the time. And the one thing I think I did too is that spark, I overthought of what I should do, and I made things harder a lot of times. Yes. And then I was like, screw this. This is too hard. And then I stopped and I made so many excuses instead of saying, you know what? Let me backtrack just a little. I was able to do it for a minute. So let me count that as a win and change the view of the obstacle as a win.
A lot of those sparks will turn into declarations of what you're going to do or what you want to do. Listen, don't discount those. There's a reason. When you have a spark, that's a deep desire. And I will tell you this. If you have a spark and it's a deep desire, you're supposed to do it and you can't fail. I'm just going to tell you guys that from personal experience. If that happens, there's a reason it happens. So how do you use this? How do we move and start to change this perception, this objective perception that we carry? Well, what is something you really want to do? What is that something that when you do it, you will create positive change? Sit down with yourself. What is it? What is the spark that when you achieve or manifest it will change your reality? Is this something in career? Is it a new business or writing a book? Or is it about up-leveling your current position, going for a promotion? Is the spark a new way of doing work, of doing something? Is this something in finance? Is it about learning about investing or creating a passive income? Is it the spark about demanding higher fees or higher wages? Is it a spark to get out of debt? Is it a spark to take control of your finances? Is this something in health? Is it committing to do a marathon, a triathlon, a bodybuilding competition? Is it committing to a lifestyle of a diet and exercise regimen? Is it about getting off medications or healing yourself once and for all? Is this something in relationship? Is it committing to changing a relationship, ending a relationship, or starting a new relationship? Or is it about stepping into forgiveness and healing a relationship? What is the spark? Is this something in personal or spiritual development? Is it stepping into coaching? Is it finding a higher energy tribe? Is this spark about creating a true shift, becoming a full stage four person, working to move into stage five? What is that something that when you do it, changes everything? Those are the questions, David. Those are the questions. We got to reignite the spark. You understand?
Yeah. And it helps a lot too. What I've been doing a lot is seeing the people who've gone down the same route that I've done, people who've overcome the same obstacle that I have, or even they've gone through an obstacle that is significantly more challenging than where I'm at. And then I start to look at kind of just the magnitude of where I'm at. Maybe, and every time it's always been a challenge where if I apply where I'm at, I get over it. Yes, yep. It's work. Yes, it's effort. It's just applying the consistency to it.
And that's role modeling. I mean, you can role model anybody nowadays because of the internet. Role modeling is studying what people do, studying their behavior, studying their attitude, studying how they handle the situation. Role modeling, you can role model people who aren't even alive. You could study them through books. You could study them through YouTube. You could study them through, you could study people, mentors. You can have all these things. It's role modeling. So I will say, if you listen to this podcast, and if you are in the Stress Mastery community and you are in shift coaching, there is something big in your heart that you desire to do, or you're not listening to it. I'm just telling you, you're not following this if there's not something there for you. And it's really by committing to do this thing where you will meet head on your obstacle of perception. You have to understand the moment you start working on your spark, whatever it is, I promise you, the obstacle will appear. And this is not bad because your obstacle is the perception you're holding. It gives you a chance to let go. And you will meet head on your obstacle. And this is where your ego will tell you, you can't do this. And then create stories around the can't. And understand, this is an opportunity. The only way we change our perception is by changing our beliefs. This is done through you stepping outside of your comfort zone and facing the obstacles that will, that must rise. It's the obstacle that brings you change. It's the obstacle where you gain experience and knowing. And it's here where you let go of the obstacle held in your perception. So you have to set your course. And that's the key. Number one, what do you really want to do? Number two, does this tie into your purpose? Number three, what is your planned intention? What will your life look like, feel like, when this is accomplished? Four, will accomplishing this spark, this idea, make the world a better place? Will this make you a better person? Will this have an impact on the people in your life? Will this expand your heart? And that's the first thing. You have to set your course. And once you set your course, you then must set your behavior. So now the course is set, David. How do you set the behavior? What am I willing to do? What are you willing to do to achieve this? What are you willing to do? And I'll tell you what, you better be willing to do anything. And then ask the question, what are some perceived obstacles? What are possible obstacles? You take each obstacle into conflict resolution. How will you deal with each? All of this process I just talked about is done through the higher goal lesson that we have in the community. See, once the behavior is set, then you need to create accountability. You need to create a go-to conflict resolution toolbox because you have to have it. This can be a group, like a mastermind that you talk to. This could be a mentor that's guiding you. This could be a community that you can bounce things off of. But you got to make sure you have somebody working with you. You will never accomplish the spark alone. Nobody does. And finally, create your accountability. Your accountability is your focus. Set the day. Green Focus Power Hour. Close the day. Use the streaks that we talk about. You need to keep yourself accountable. And you do this by keeping yourself connected to you, the heart, not the ego. And all of this I just gave you is a blueprint in changing your obstacle perception. Your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think the fact that you said having the kind of like the toolbox, your emergency kit for when obstacles do come up. And like I said, they're meant to slow you down. A lot of times it's make you think, am I doing the right thing? Should I continue down this route? All this stuff, if you could stop and kind of respond to it in that, you know, sense, all these obstacles that I've had, I bring up to people in the response type after I've thought about it. When I come to you with, you know, problems, obstacles, or my mom or anybody, I thought them through already in a response, you know, thought process connected instead of going through. And a lot of times when I go to you or anybody else, it's they're thinking outside the box for me and allows me to go through it. Nobody else is doing it for me, but the outside perspective of someone who's not rattled because it's not their obstacle usually can give you a more level-headed, you know, kind of advice. And having that, yeah. I mean, I've put stuff in the community. I put stuff, you know, to you, to my friend groups. And a lot of times that is what I needed. But we always say it, trust your group, know who you're talking to, and make sure that's, you know, the right place to be sharing that information.
And I think you can help other people. So if you bring something to me like a problem and you haven't come up with something, I throw you out of the office. I recently did that to you and you came up with the perfect solution, but I didn't do it. No, you brought an obstacle without a plan. I don't want to hear it. Get out of here. Go figure out what you're going to do with it. You and Patrick, go figure that one out. And you guys figured it out. And it was, that is conflict resolution. Everything in life is conflict resolution. If you're stressed out, you are stuck in conflict. If you hold resentment, you're stuck in conflict. If you have regret, you're stuck in conflict. Conflict is the ego creating stories around activated programs. The program isn't the problem. The problem is you haven't taken control of the conscious mind. You haven't taken control of the perception that you're seeing. In other words, you haven't slowed down. And that's the key. One of the things I've done with you is I throw you out. Go figure it out. And now, half the time you don't, like you said, you bring me an obstacle, but you bring me an obstacle with, okay, these are what we could do. I've thought of this and this, and maybe I have a different idea that you haven't thought of, or maybe I just say, great. Talk to you tomorrow.
You know, when I bring it in without any resolution from it, I've realized that that was me reacting to whatever's in front of me instead of saying, hey, this is what I think we should do. And sometimes that's not right. And like I said, that's why you have the people around you to say, here's a better way to do it. But it's not me coming to you in fear. It's not me coming to you in worry. It's saying, here, I've moved into this problem, you know, going forward. But like I said, some redirection from people with experience. That's why I think, you know, it's so important for millennials and, you know, the younger generation to work with the older generations and vice versa, because we think different than you guys. Absolutely. You guys think different from us, and it's back and forth.
I am in total agreement with that. I think that's a great statement. I guarantee you, if you're going to act on your spark, I have to do a show on the spark because it really is real, you know, but if you're going to act on your spark, you have to have a team. And most of the time that team is not going to be the ones that are actually closest to you. They're the ones that are going to tell you what, why it won't work, why you're a dreamer. Remember, you tried that before. Now, that's not a team to help you develop your spark. You need somebody around you that will help you through conflict resolution. Doesn't mean they're fixing it. It means they're teaching you how to deal with the obstacle. Walk around the tree. Walk over the tree. You know,
chop the tree up.
Chop the damn tree up. But don't fall down on the ground, kicking your feet in the air, crying about the tree, because it won't get you anywhere. Mm-hmm. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift. Did you have something to say? Did I just jump on you?
No.
You're good? Okay. All right. Our mission here is to create a shift to the planet. And you can join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. The links are right below the show. As always, until next time, my voice is getting pretty beat up here, son. You know that, right? You feel it?
No.
Stay inspired.